Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey. All right, quick timeout. We'll touch the table on some football that actually matters. It's week zero, people. Rico's heading to Florida State, Georgia Tech to kick the season off. Very exciting times. He's stopping in at Magic City for some of the wings.
Uh-huh. Lou Williams special.
It's in Atlanta, right? Aren't they playing him in G-Tech? Oh, who cares? David, hit the button. What the hell is this?
It's week zero, Mike. It's
oh,
time
God.
For a little
it means I got to listen to you. All right.
College football predictions for the year.
Yeah, there it is. That's all this is. Translation. Rico sits back, takes receipts. He says nothing and then holds everything we say against us.
No!
Great, let's do
it.
No,
I'm going to be in on this as
do
well.
It.
Let's start right here in the Big Ten. Ohio State wins the Big Ten.
No, it's Oregon's conference to lose. They're better up front both ways. They got a more established quarterback. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure Ryan Day is a smart human being anymore. Oregon.
Penn State will say no. Or Oregon.
I wonder if. Definitely Oregon.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think this is going to be a consensus here. I don't think anybody's going to have Ohio State unless Rico does. I'm Oregon.
I'm taking the Buckeyes to win the Big Ten. I think they will upset the Oregon Ducks. Is it really an upset if you're a 1-point underdog? But yeah, Ohio State. All right. Clemson will win the ACC.
Yes. Mainly because that is a wet garbage conference, but yes.
But Clemson is turning into wet garbage slowly but surely. I'll say no. I'll take the field.
I don't need the field. I'll take NC State.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in Clemson this year.
Let me write that down. David said NC State. Just in case. David, you're right. You can get your props.
I really can't say it. I'm going to write that down.
I'm just saying.
He's such a jackass, isn't he?
You know what? As much as I think that they're a failing team, I still believe they're a failing team. No, Clemson will not win the ACC. The ACC will get three teams in the college football playoffs.
Maybe in 3 years? No. Ridiculous.
Not three this year. Two. Not three.
Yes, I agree with everyone.
Hey, dude, honestly, can we turn the mic off when we move the mic? That way it doesn't sound like Kenny is bringing the microphone, like dragging it along the floor.
Oh, we just get a splitter and have two mics.
I know. It's only been 10 years of asking for it. Boop, bop, bop, boop, bop, beep.
All right. LSU will finish the season ranked higher regular than Alabama.
No. Their defense is hideous. Absolutely not. And I don't believe in Nussmeier. No.
As much as I would like to take this opportunity to throw shade on Alabama, I actually agree with Mike on this one, so no.
Plus, they're both so far beneath you. What do you care, Kenny? David, go ahead.
No, they won't.
I think they will.
Of course, because I'm a contrarian Richard.
No. USC wins 8 or more games this season.
Ooh, Jim. I think there's actually a way that this can happen. 8 or more?
8 or more.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. Well, Kenny wants the mic, so I guess he's...
Yeah, here, why don't you drag the microphone across the parking
here
lot before
we
you...
go! Come see that black... There's a new faces, new places thing here. I'm going to say no.
I think they will. I think they're going to win 8 games. Exactly 8. Utah wins the Big 12.
And say yes. Best front 7. Established defense. Cam Rising back. Better injury luck. What is it? Keefe or Kuthi, the tight end, is back. They had such horrible injury luck. They had a pig farmer as a quarterback last year. I'll say yes to Utah.
Yeah, while I always wonder about the quarterback here, I'm going to go with yes. I think he's back fully healthy. Yes.
Cam Rising.
Yeah, you can't possibly have worse injury luck, so by default, I would say yes.
Okay, clean sweep. Oh, now it gets fun.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of individuals. Shedeur Sanders is in New York as a Heisman finalist. Not winning it.
Yeah.
He's a Heisman finalist in New York.
For fun, on FanDuel right now, his odds to win the Heisman are plus 4,000. Just, I wonder. Okay, I don't think Colorado goes over their 5.5 win total, and I just don't think it's possible for a guy on a 4-8, 5-7 team to be in New York. So I'll say no.
I generally agree with Mike's line of thinking, but this is a made-for-TV event. This really doesn't have that much to do with wins and losses, so I'm going to say yes, he will be there, courtesy of Rico Beard.
Okay.
I also agree. The TV executives will want him in New York, so okay. I'm going yes.
You guys, I think you're giving the executives way too much power.
Oh, really?
You still have to play the game
really?
On the field.
That's funny, because I saw Aiden and Jabril Peppers in New York. But not the only Doak Walker Award winner to ever not get there.
But Michigan.
It doesn't matter.
TV executive, you just said it.
Will Anderson had double the season that Aiden had that year, and he didn't get to New York.
He went to the wrong school.
That's TV execs.
That's not TV execs. That's TV Michigan, execs. Mike.
That's Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt just priming the pump. Ha ha! Oh, my broadcast partner.
I'm going to go
fake
no.
Fist pump.
Jalen Milroe is in New York as a Heisman finalist.
As a tourist? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no shot.
Do you know between 10 and 20 yards passing, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in Division I? Throws a beautiful deep ball. But in Kalen DeBoer's offense, if you're not operating with intermediate throws, how do you operate? I'm asking you. That's your boy.
I think they fix him. I think he's there.
Okay.
David?
Oh, Kenny, I don't think you can do that on camera. Oh my God, that was outrageous.
Yes.
He's there in New York. Not winning it, but he's there. Okay. David, this one's for you. Penn State will finish with more wins than Michigan.
Yes, sadly, yes.
Michael?
Yes. I just don't have a lot of belief that Michigan's just going to rattle off 10 wins. Penn State's schedule's easier. They have a lot back. It's now or never. I think Michigan takes a step back. Plus, they don't know the team's plays.
Yeah, Penn State is Big Ten good, but not national good, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, Penn State will do what they always do. They'll lose both of their big games, but they'll end up in the playoff, and then they'll get smoked there, too.
Billy Napier is the first coach fired mid-season.
In America?
Yeah.
Oh, how am I supposed to predict that? Well, like how some broke bleep from Kennesaw State not going to get capped.
Power 4 conference.
Yeah. Their schedule is the hardest schedule I've ever seen. And they're looking for a reason to ace him out, besides his $8 haircut. So, yeah, I'll roll with you. Napier, out.
It always seems like it's the obvious one that's never fired first, though. Somebody will fall down a flight of stairs without realizing it. I'll take the field.
You're probably smart for doing that. I should have done the same.
I'm going to take the field.
Yeah. And, Mike, it may be a familiar name that you know well, the Nard Dog.
Oh, did you see he brought in an OC who wants to run no-huddle spread? How long is Narduzzi going to allow that before he assassinates
And that's him? What I'm saying. Yeah, I think that Narduzzi will be...
Yeah, I think they're going to be bad.
Person. Big Ten will put 4 or more teams in the college football playoff?
Mortal Lock Networks. That's it.
Is that your answer for everything?
Yes, this is WrestleMania. It's a TV product. It's why 12-0 Liberty's not getting in. Why? Because they showed their ass in a New Year's Six last year, and it played a worse schedule, and ain't nobody want to see Liberty Bibberty. It's a TV product. This is your, you created this. Now you live with it.
But Emu.
Yeah, this this playoff was created for the SEC and the Big Ten, so yes.
Yeah, 100% made for TV. Gotta be.
I'm going to say no. I think they get three teams in.
With nothing to back that up, but okay.
No, no, because I think the Big Ten is going to beat up on each other.
Put it on the board right now. You put that on the board, okay, that the Big Ten's only getting
I'm
three.
In the middle of a segment. I can wait till the break to do that.
I'd rather just see you be... Just
you want me to just walk away and do it right now?
Yes! Okay.
Big 12 will put three teams in the playoff.
No!
That's why we do this, Mike.
What, three?
Yeah.
No.
Lay off the weed. No.
No.
Okay. I agree. No.
Go ahead. Who's the non-Power 4 team who makes the playoffs? Go. Who's gonna do it? You could say Liberty if you want. I don't think there's any way the committee will let them in. Go ahead, funny guy. What do you got?
No, I'll go Boise, even though the quarterback from USC lost the starting
Madsen
job.
Madsen Maddox is going to be your starter, whatever his name is. The kid's 4 feet tall. Yeah. Malachi Nelson did not win the job, but they got Ashton Gentry, best non-power 4-0 line. Defense, I don't know, a little shaky. Go ahead, David. Who's going to get in?
Boise.
All right, here. I
don't think there's one that gets in.
What? No, they have to.
One gets in. It's
the highest
case.
Ranked non-P4. What about Memphis? Seth Hennigan's back for his 40th year. They averaged 40 a game last year. They may average 45 this year, and the Happy Action American Conference blows.
Yeah, but they got one game against, was it Florida or somebody?
They're playing Florida State. They could beat them.
If they beat Florida State, they're in. Because if they don't, I don't care what you do, you played homeless
Fun
people.
Note. Boise State plus 450 to make the playoff. Memphis plus 550. It's not all that different. Hey, David, you're number one, too, okay? I know. We're up against it. And Rico, quickly, go.
The last one. Who finishes the season higher, Tennessee or Miami?
Miami.
Tennessee.
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 Unbelievable. All right, that is Rico's receipts. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey. All right, quick timeout. We'll touch the table on some football that actually matters. It's week zero, people. Rico's heading to Florida State, Georgia Tech to kick the season off. Very exciting times. He's stopping in at Magic City for some of the wings.
Uh-huh. Lou Williams special.
It's in Atlanta, right? Aren't they playing him in G-Tech? Oh, who cares? David, hit the button. What the hell is this?
It's week zero, Mike. It's
time
God,
for a little.
Oh, God,
it means I got to listen to you. All right.
College football.
predictions for the year.
Yeah, there it is. That's all this is. Translation. Rico sits back, takes receipts. He says nothing and then holds everything we say against us.
No.
Great. Let's do it.
No, I'm going to be in on this as well. Let's start right here in the Big Ten. Ohio State wins the Big Ten.
No. It's Oregon's conference to lose. They're better up front both ways. They got a more established quarterback. And I'm sorry. I'm not sure Ryan Day is a smart human being anymore. Oregon.
Penn State will be, say no.
Or Oregon. It's definitely Oregon.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think this is going to be a consensus here. I don't think anybody's going to have Ohio State unless Rico does. I'm Oregon.
I'm taking the Buckeyes to win the Big Ten. I think they will upset the Oregon Ducks. Is it really an upset if you're a one-point underdog? But yeah, Ohio State. All right. Clemson will win the ACC.
Yes. Mainly because that is a wet garbage conference. But yes.
But Clemson is turning into wet garbage slowly but surely. I'll say no. I'll take the field.
I don't need the field. I'll take NC State.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in Clemson this year.
Let me write that down. David said NC State. Just in case. David, you're right. You can get your props.
I really can't say anything. I'm going to write that down.
I'm just saying.
He's such a jackass, isn't he?
You know what? As much as I think that they're a failing team, I still believe they're a failing team. No, Clemson will not win the ACC. The ACC will get three teams in the college football playoffs.
Maybe in 3 years. No. Ridiculous.
Not three this year. Two. Not three.
Yes, I agree with everyone.
Hey, honestly, can we turn the mic off when we move the mic? That way it doesn't sound like Kenny is bringing the microphone, like dragging it along the floor.
Oh, we just get a splitter and have two mics.
I know. It's only been 10 years of asking for it. Boop, bop, bop, boop, bop, beep.
All right. LSU will finish the season ranked higher regular season than Alabama.
No. Their defense is hideous. Absolutely not. And I don't believe in Nussmeier. No.
As much as I would like to take this opportunity to throw shade on Alabama, I actually agree with Mike on this one, so no.
Plus, they're both so far beneath you. What do you care, Kenny? David, go ahead.
No, they won't.
I think they will.
Of course, because I'm a contrarian Richard.
No. USC wins 8 or more games this season.
Ooh, Jim. I think there's actually a way that this can happen. 8 or more?
8 or more.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. Well, Kenny wants the mic, so I guess he's...
Yeah, here, why don't you drag the microphone across the parking lot before you...
Here we go! Come see that black... There's a new faces, new places thing here. I'm going to say no.
I think they will. I think they're going to win 8 games, exactly 8. Utah wins the Big 12.
And say yes. Best front 7, established defense, Cam Rising back, better injury luck. What is it, Keefe or Kuthi, the tight end, is back. They had such horrible injury luck. They had a pig farmer as a quarterback last year. I'll say yes to Utah.
Yeah, while I always wonder about the quarterback here, I'm going to go with yes. I think he's back, fully healthy, yes.
Cam Rising.
Yeah, you can't possibly have worse injury luck, so by default, I would say yes.
Okay, clean sweep. Oh, now it gets fun.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of individuals. Shedeur Sanders is in New York as a Heisman finalist. Not winning it.
Yeah.
He's a Heisman finalist in New York.
For fun, on FanDuel right now, his odds to win the Heisman are plus 4,000. Just, I wonder. Okay. I don't think Colorado goes over their 5.5 win total, and I just don't think it's possible for a guy on a 4-8, 5-7 team to be in New York. So I'll say no.
I generally agree with Mike's line of thinking, but this is a made-for-TV event. This really doesn't have that much to do with wins and losses, so I'm going to say yes, he will be there, courtesy of Rico Beard.
Okay.
I also agree. The TV executives will want him in New York, so okay. I'm going yes.
You guys, I think you're giving the executives way too much power.
Oh, really?
You still have to play the games
really?
On the field.
That's funny, because I saw Aiden and Jabril Peppers in New York, but not the only Doak Walker Award winner to ever not get there.
But Michigan.
It doesn't matter.
TV executive, you just said it.
Will Anderson had double the season that Aiden had that year, and he didn't get to New York.
He went to the wrong school.
That's TV execs.
That's not TV execs. That's TV Michigan, execs. Mike.
That's Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt just priming the pump. Oh, with my broadcast partner.
I'm going to go
fake
no.
Fist pump.
Jalen Milroe is in New York. As a Heisman finalist.
As a tourist? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no shot.
Do you know between 10 and 20 yards passing, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in Division I? Throws a beautiful deep ball. But in Kalen DeBoer's offense, if you're not operating with intermediate throws, how do you operate? I'm asking you. That's your boy.
I think they fix him. I think he's there.
Okay.
David?
Oh, Kenny, I don't think you can do that on camera. Oh, my God. That was... outrageous.
Yes.
He's there in New York. Not winning it, but he's there. Okay. David, this one's for you. Penn State will finish with more wins than Michigan.
Yes, sadly. Yes.
Michael?
Yes. I just don't have a lot of belief that Michigan's just going to rattle off 10 wins. Penn State's schedule's easier. They have a lot back. It's now or never. I think Michigan takes a step back. Plus, they don't know the team's plays.
Yeah, Penn State is Big Ten good, but not national good, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, Penn State will do what they always do. They'll lose both of their big games, but they'll end up in the playoff, and then they'll get smoked there, too.
Billy Napier is the first coach fired
mid-season. In America?
Yeah.
Oh, how am I supposed to predict that? Well, like how some power. Broke bleep no, no, from no, no, Kennesaw no, State no. not going to get capped.
Power 4 conference.
Yeah. Their schedule's the hardest schedule I've ever seen. And they're looking for a reason to ace him out, besides his $8 haircut. So, yeah, I'll roll with you. Napier, out.
It always seems like it's the obvious one that's never fired first, though. Somebody will fall down a flight of stairs without realizing it. I'll take the field.
You're probably smart for doing that. I should have done the same.
I'm going to take the field.
Yeah. And, Mike, it may be a familiar name that you know well, the Nard Dog.
Oh, did you see he brought in an OC who wants to run no-huddle spread? How long is Narduzzi going to allow that before he assassinates
And that's him? What I'm saying. Yeah, I think that Narduzzi will be...
Yeah, I think they're going to be bad.
Person. Big Ten will put 4 or more teams in the college football playoff.
Mortal Lock Networks. That's it.
Is that your answer for everything?
Yes, this is WrestleMania. It's a TV product. It's why 12-0 Liberty's not getting in. Why? Because they showed their ass in a New Year's Six last year, and it played a worse schedule, and ain't nobody want to see Liberty Bibberty. It's a TV product. This is your... You created this. Now you live with it.
But Emu...
Yeah, this playoff was created for the SEC and the Big Ten, so yes.
Yeah, 100%. Made for TV. Gotta be.
I'm going to say no. I think they get 3 teams in.
With nothing to back that up, but okay.
No, no, because I think the Big Ten is going to beat up on each other.
Put it on the board right now. You put that on the board, okay. And the Big Ten's only getting 3.
I'm in the middle of a segment. I can wait till the break to do that.
I'd rather just see you be... Just
you want to just walk away and do it right now?
Yes! Okay.
Big 12 will put 3 teams in the playoff.
No!
That's why we do this, Mike.
What, 3?
Yeah.
No.
Lay off the weed. No.
No.
Okay. I agree. No.
Go ahead. Who's the non-Power 4 team who makes the playoffs? Go. Who's gonna do it? You could say Liberty if you want. I don't think there's any way the committee will let them in. Go ahead, funny guy. What do you got?
No, I'll go Boise, even though the quarterback from USC lost the starting
Madsen
job.
Madsen Maddox is going to be your starter, whatever his name is. He gets 4 feet tall. Malachi Nelson did not win the job, but they got Ashton Gentry, best non-power 4-0 line. Defense, I don't know, a little shaky. Go ahead, David. Who's going to get in?
Boise.
All right, here. I'll,
I don't think there's one that gets in.
What? No, they have to.
One gets in. It's
the
a charity
highest
case.
Ranked non-P4. What about Memphis? Seth Hennigan's back for his 40th year. They averaged 40 a game last year. They may average 45 this year, and the Happy Action American Conference blows.
Yeah, but they got one game against, what is it, Florida or somebody?
They're playing Florida State. They could beat them. They could beat them.
If they beat Florida State, they're in. Because if they don't, I don't care what you do, you played homeless
people.
Fun note,
Boise State plus 450 to make the playoff. Memphis plus 550. It's not all that different. Hey, David, you're number one too, okay? I know. We're up against it. And Rico, quickly, go.
The last one. Who finishes the season higher, Tennessee or Miami?
Miami.
Tennessee.
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 Unbelievable. All right, that is Rico's receipts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.